I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I admit it. I really love a good old-fashioned snowstorm. All the hard lines soften into pillowy contours. Fields appear to go on forever, smooth as silk. Fascinating shapes form as the wind whips the snow into drifts. Noise is dampened, and the streets of the city become quiet. As a child, I loved to snowshoe across the untracked fields on our farm. As an adult, I still love to snowshoe, but off-trail in the forest. A few years ago, I set off on an overcast day. Snow was in the air, but it had not yet started to fall. I took a slightly different route than normal, and was enjoying a fresh perspective of familiar territory. Soon enough, the snow began, small beady flakes at first, stinging as they hit my face like grains of rice. Then the large, beautiful snowflakes started to float down, coating even the smallest twig. Momentarily distracted by their loveliness, I tripped over an unseen branch and landed face down in a snowbank. Snow seeped into every possible crevice between my clothing and my body, and I thrashed about trying to free my snowshoe from under the branch and right myself. By the time that I found my balance, it was snowing so hard that I could only see a few feet in front of me. Normally, snowshoeing is reassuring, as you can always follow your track back to where you started. However, that day, I knew that going back would be much farther to my car at that point than going forward. And in the whiteout, my tracks were disappearing very quickly indeed. Disoriented from the fall and the swirling snow, I had also lost all sense of direction. All of a sudden, something I considered to be a blessing, a good old-fashioned snowstorm, had just become a woe-is-me experience. When life is upended and things are not going well, we can become snowblind, lost as surely as I was after falling in the snow. Woes such as looming political threats, ill health, devastating grief, loss of income, the rising cost of food, these can disorient us. They can mess with our perspective, fill us with fear, cause us to retreat, and make us self-focused. When life is good and all is well, we can become snowbound, trapped as surely as I was under that branch in the forest. Blessings, such as a good job, warm home, loving relationships, interesting travels, all the gear and toys that one could ever want, well, these can actually stifle us. They can press in on us, keep us from moving, insulate us from risk, prevent us from reaching out. But no matter over what terrain and under what circumstances we navigate, there is a constant that we can depend on. God always meets us on our level, wherever we are, amidst our experience, and offers us guidance. Listen to this paraphrase of part of today's gospel from The Message. You're blessed when you've lost it all. God's kingdom is there for the finding. You're blessed when you're ravenously hungry. Then you're ready for the messianic meal. You're blessed when the tears flow freely. Joy comes with the morning. But it's trouble ahead if you think you have made it. What you have is all you'll ever get. And it's trouble ahead if you're satisfied with yourself. Yourself will not satisfy you for long. And it's trouble ahead if you think life's all fun and games. There's suffering to be met, and you're going to meet it. We know the truth of these blessings and woes deep in our soul. We also know that the Word was with God in the beginning, creating us. We know that Jesus walked on this earth and experienced being human. We know that Christ defeated death and goes before us to show us the way. Trusting God is not without risk, but God's presence outlasts every storm. God's action is more reliable than any of our endeavors, and God's love encompasses us no matter what. We don't have nearly as much control over life as we would like to think. We can easily be snowblinded by the woes that encounter us, and yet they do offer us much grace, if seemingly disguised. We can be easily snowbound by the blessings that we take for granted, and yet they offer us much opportunity to learn and to grow. That snowy day in the forest on my snowshoes was kind of scary and quite humbling. It was also very beautiful and incredibly instructive. As with most aspects of life, the woe and the blessing were intermixed. But the reassuring age-old contours of the forest, deep, refreshing breaths of cold air, and remembering that as much as I felt like it, I was not alone, allowed me to slowly and calmly make my way forward. When the next storm rages about you, remember that you are held in the strong embrace of God, that the storm will indeed clear, and that things will look different on the other side of it all. And reach out with comfort and encouragement to those who may be following in your tracks, for we are meant to be living, breathing blessings to others. Amen.